It's not true. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Russians say that they are withdrawing some of those forces now that exercises are complete, but we don't see that.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says just the opposite, that Russia is moving more troops and weapons closer to Ukraine. Now, Russia has just delivered a response to U.S. and NATO proposals to end the standoff, but as the U.S. warns that Russia may fake an attack on it as a reason to invade.
Ukraine says rebels backed by Russia fired shells into a kindergarten in eastern Ukraine this morning, blowing a hole in the building's wall and forcing children to seek shelter in the cellar. But the rebels are making accusations of their own, saying Ukrainian forces opened fire on their territory.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Biden will soon jet to Ohio to tout his stalled spending plan as a way to lower surging gas prices that Republicans like Senator John Barrasso blame him for.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Starting next month, kids can't be forced to wear masks in Virginia schools.
This is about empowering parents.
That's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. He signed that into law after some school districts defied his earlier order suspending students who are not masked. Many other states also easing mask rules. Fox's Jeff Manasso details another one live.
Dave, the state of Michigan is dropping indoor mask mandates, including in schools, as virus cases continue to plummet across the state, though with some mixed reaction from people there on ditching masks.
I think we're maybe a little soon.
I don't think they do any good from the beginning. So, why would you have to wear them at all?
The move in Michigan, as the Biden administration continues to recommend mask wearing, it also comes amid a re-election bid for Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who was criticized for some of the strictest COVID lockdown policies in the nation.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News has put out its power rankings, gauging how Senate races are shaping up. There are 34 seats up for grabs this year, and Fox has 19 either solidly or leaning Republican, 10 trending Democrat, which gives the GOP the edge to win back control of the Senate. In the House,
when New York Congresswoman Kathleen Rice announced she won't run for another term this year, she became the 30th House Democrat to do so this cycle.
There are a range of retirements every cycle for a variety of reasons. And what we're focused on is working with members to deliver for the American people.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden intends to campaign with congressional Democrats. Republicans are viewed as favorites to win back the House, needing to flip only 5 seats. Retirements can be a predictor of midterm results. Nearly 24 Republicans did not run for re-election before the Democrats flipped control of the House in 2018. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Unemployment rose last week. First-time claims up 10% to 248,000. Housing starts dropped more than 4%, which means home builders broke ground on fewer new projects. On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down almost 200 points. At the Olympics, the agony of defeat on ice.
Ice hockey is the national winter sport of Canada, which today became the international champion of women's hockey at the Beijing Winter Olympics. 7th Olympics for women's hockey, 6th time the gold medal game was between Canada and the United States. Canada captain Marie-Philippe Poulin scored 2 goals and assisted on one other Thursday to help Canada exact revenge from the 2018 gold medal game, a 3-2 victory over the United States, which settles for a silver medal. Canada has won 4 of the 6 gold medal women's hockey games between the North American neighbors. Jared Max, Fox News.
That silver and the bronze that speed skater Brittany Bowe got and give the U.S. 21 medals in fourth place in Beijing. American skier Michaela Schifrin struggled again and will finish the Olympics without a medal. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.